There's no doubt that fish and fishing are an important part of the culture of the North Shore. Fishing provides recreation, tradition, and sustenance, not to mention its deep roots in the history of the area. Because of this, Cook County is a great place to look at the way people eat fish. And if you listened to the Lake Superior Project a few months ago, you know that there's a study going on right now at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and the Grand Portage Health Service to take a closer look at how women of childbearing age are consuming fish. So how is the study going so far? Here's Pat McCann with the Minnesota Department of Health.
We started in June of this year, June 2014, enrolling participants in the project. And so far we have a little over 200 people enrolled. We're hoping to have 500 women. We know that's a lofty goal, but we're hoping for that. The women will come in for one visit, and then they might be asked to come back for a second visit. The first visits will end the end of May 2015, and then if they're asked to come back for a second visit, that time period might go on and for 6 months after that. So we still have about a year left of the project.
Just to recap, the Minnesota Department of Health launched this project last spring in hopes to take a look at how women are consuming fish, but also to give them information on fish mercury levels and how it can impact their health.
We realize eating fish is a really healthy thing to do, and that people in the area, it's really important to them. And so we'd like to reach as many women as we can, because we did a study that showed that babies in the area that were tested had higher levels of, or some babies, 10% of the babies had higher levels than we think is safe. And so it's important that we try to get information to as many women in the area as possible.
Working on the project is particularly interesting for Joyce Cleese at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, who works directly with the women who come in to enroll in the project.
I've really enjoyed actually meeting all these different women in the community, some I knew, some not. What was most striking to me, visiting with these women and enrolling them in the Fish Project, was the culture of fishing. That definitely this area has a huge history of fishing, and it's not just about sustainability, but it's about recreation, family connections, that their grandparents, their parents, they are fishing. And so it was really fun to, I went through the enrollment process, to hear little tidbits about the story. And also that they did value that, and were very much, I found the participants very much interested in finding out more about the mercury levels and what caused it, and on their personal level, and then on the bigger effect to the community. And I also did enroll vegetarians, people who did not eat fish. They were just also interested in the project, supporting the project. They maybe grew up fishing, maybe not, but that was also, I felt, a valuable part of the project, was in getting the whole spectrum of people. And as I was saying, what I enjoyed, as I would ask people about the fishing, what they ate, they would look over the past year and just stories about where they went fishing, and which some would share, some wouldn't share, and also the seasons of it.
Neither Joyce nor Pat would give much away about what they've learned so far, but they emphasize that the more people who take part in the project, the more they'll learn from it.
Well, I really encourage women to enroll. I think it's a fabulous project. I think that it benefits them to come in and find out their mercury level. It's education about how important fish is to eat, but choosing fish that is low in mercury. So I would appreciate people coming in. It helps the strength of the project if we have the numbers. We're almost at the halfway point, but we need 500 women, 16 to 50, who live in or near Cook County, who will be available for a follow-up visit in 6 months. And like I said, there is an incentive, which is great. There's a $50 Visa card upon completion. And, you know, it's the holiday time. It's great. We appreciate your time. We want to reimburse that time. And so I would encourage women to participate, to strengthen the project, and to get the word out about the value of fish to your diet and to learn what fish are better to eat.
Stay tuned for more on the Fish Project next spring. You can enroll as well as watch a video about the project at sawtoothmountainclinic.org. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this feature were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.